Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and I am so excited because it is time now to open my WNYC Secret Santa presents. And it looks like a big haul this year from my colleagues. So here we go. You ready? First present. Let me just open it up. I don't think I'll save this wrapping paper. Oh, wow, a pair of new headphones. How thoughtful. I wonder if they're noise canceling. I'll have to take a good look when I get off the air. Okay, next gift. Cough drops. Is someone trying to send me a message? All right, I get one more. It's kind of soft, but pretty small. Another tie. Ah. Anyway, as you can see, the right gift for the right person can really put a smile on someone's face, and the wrong gift, well, you may just lose a friend or a colleague. So to help us navigate the world of gift giving, we have two of our WNYC holiday elves, Chassie Post, from a contributing style editor for Domino Magazine, and Adam Rich of ThrillList.com. Thanks for joining us. Hello, Merry Christmas.
Hi, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Brian.
And listeners, we want to hear from you. Have you finished your holiday shopping? Stumped on what gift to give this year? Waiting till the last minute? Give us a call. We really want your suggestions for others. What have you come upon this year? This assumes you're doing the shopping. You know, we've been through the people who are trying to really do it green and everything, and we're all for that. But ultimately, a lot of people shop. So 212-433-WNYC, what have you found that's cool that might help somebody else give a gift? 212-433-9692. Now, Adam, we've got a link to your holiday gift guide on our website. And looking at it, it is obvious that you guys think it's important not to give a generic gift.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, we've run across a lot of interesting things because, you know, this is a really tough time. You have to get something that is really going to make the person happy, but also make them realize you've taken them into mind and you know them very well.
So the first item on your list is a trip to a shooting range upstate. Who's that gift for?
That's really for anybody. I think maybe just the guy who would play golf but has watched Commando too many times.
And Chassie, your list is also linked on our site, and you've got a whole set of do-it-yourself gifts. What do you think about making your own gift? Thoughtful or just plain cheap?
Well, I think it's pretty thoughtful. One of my favorite gifts I've ever gotten, someone took the time to make, and it feels pretty good to think of them sort of crafting away with you in mind.
And what's big this year? Do you guys tend to avoid giving the popular gifts? Are you out searching for the missing Wii, or what else?
Well, we spend the entire year putting together our gift guide at Domino, and we sift through thousands and thousands of items. So, you know, there really is something for everyone. And we love cool, unusual gifts. But, you know, there's some things that are utilitarian as well that you might not buy for yourself. So, you know, it's all out there. You just got to sift through it. And we've got it in our gift guide, luckily.
All right. So you guys want to hang with us as we take some of these gift suggestions from our listeners? Maybe they'll wind up on one of your sites.
Oh, great.
Or maybe you know something about it. Joan in East Brunswick, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What'd you find?
I found on LLBean.com, they have expeditions that you can order. And we're going to be doing a biking expedition. It's a two-day, one-night expedition around the Freeport area touring the coast of Maine.
Wow. How expensive is that?
Very reasonable. It's $2.99, and it includes your equipment. $2.99 per person, and includes the equipment and all your meals. And apparently, they're gourmet meals that they prepare for you.
How about that? So, you like that idea, Adam?
Yeah. Actually, we ran across something along those lines, but a little bit different. It's also on our gift guide. It's from Gotham Dream Cars. And basically what it is a tour around the New York and New Jersey highways and byways in six different exotic sports cars. You get to drive a Ferrari, Lamborghini, Aston Martin, Ford GT40, and just basically kind of burn around the back roads and switch among the cars. So you get to drive all six.
Yeah, what a great idea, John, giving people a trip, and $2.99 per person is actually not that expensive. So thanks for that suggestion. Louise in Weehawken. Hi, Louise.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What'd you find?
Well, my nephew and his wife are having a baby soon, and I sent them a digital frame, and they are very excited about it. And this is a way where they can take pictures, load them onto the frame, set the frame wherever they want in the house, and have a slideshow.
It's a digital picture frame, right?
Right.
So you use it with the SD card from your camera, and it has a little internal memory, and then you can keep changing the picture. I once gave somebody a digital frame about a year ago, and they didn't really like it. I think there are a few. It could be the right gift for the right person, but there are things I think to watch out for with a digital frame. One is that you've got to keep it plugged in, obviously, for it to be usable. So you have to have this picture frame near an outlet. So you can't mount it on a wall like a typical picture frame. Or if you do, you know, you have to have the wire running to the outlet. Also, it tends to reflect the light, I have found, in a kind of, you know, disconcerting way. So because it's digital, because it's an electronic device and not just a picture frame, you have to be looking at it from the right angle in the room in order to see it well.
Well, we'll see how this year's versions of that go.
That's right.
What they're thinking right now is to be able to load it up and then send it to family members. So like the grandmothers of the baby or the great-grandparents that aren't computer savvy, they would just keep sending it from family to family. And when it gets back to them, they'll load it again with the next round of pictures.
Sounds like a lot of work. But it's a, clever gift. Louise, thanks a lot for calling us.
Thanks.
And
bye-bye.
Kiera in Westchester. You're on WNYC. Hi, Kiera.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
All right. What'd you find?
So my gift idea is something that I've done, which I think is really adventurous. It's a gift certificate for trapeze lessons.
Another experiential gift, Chassie.
That is pretty fantastic.
Well, and it's actually not that expensive. And there's downtown on the West Side Highway, I think it's closed right now, but it's something for, you know, someone who's kind of more adventurous. And really, you can do it for about $60 for the first time.
That's not it. It really does have to be somebody who is a little bit, shall we say, unrisk averse.
Well, it's all very safe. I've done it. But it's really, really exciting, and I think it's a very special gift to open up.
Kiera, thanks a lot. George in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, George.
Hi, good morning. I just heard a tie. You know, sometimes receiving a gift, we need to be just as thoughtful as when we give them.
But it was a tie, George. It was another tie. Can't Secret Santa do better than that?
Well, gee, I don't know. Like I say, sometimes we need to put an effort into receiving a gift as much as giving one.
I hear you.
Have a good day.
Gina in Williamsburg, you're on WNYC. Hi, Gina.
Hi. I got this great thing for my mom, who does not use a computer at all, and it lets her receive email. It's basically like a printer, and five times a day at designated times, it dials in and sees if any of the authorized users have sent her a message or a photo, and then it just prints it out. And I manage the account from my computer, so I log in who's allowed to send her email so she doesn't get a bunch of crap.
You know, I've seen things like this advertised. So for elderly people especially who maybe are not Internet users and not interested in becoming Internet users but want the email as a lifeline to their kids and others, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And I set it up for her 2 weekends ago, and she almost cried. She said, I feel connected to the world. And, you know, most of what she gets is just little quick messages and maybe pictures. But there's also a little newsletter selection. So the company that makes it sends her a newsletter about gardening, and she gets that every day, and her horoscope. And I think just the idea of having something unexpected coming in is exciting.
Gina, thanks a lot for your call. Adam from Thrillist. I don't know if this is Thrillist material, but that really is a thoughtful gift and not one that all that many people know about yet.
No, definitely. And there are certainly a lot of people out there that it would help put you in better touch with.
Let's talk to Susan in Manhattan. Susan, you're on WNYC.
Hi. I think gifts fall in two categories, practical, what you think the person should have, and fantasy-gorial. So I have two suggestions. I go to a place called Tinsel Trading on 38th Street between 5th and 6th Avenues. It's right around the corner from Lord & Taylor. And the person who owns it is kind of an elfin woman, and she goes around the world and finds the most extraordinary handmade, handcrafted, one-of-a-kind pieces. So I bought a little donkey in a drum for a 52-year-old man, and I bought a paper mache angel with writing from Mexico. It was made in Mexico.
All right, very, very sweet.
So that's one kind of gift. And the other kind of gift, I do wardrobe management, and I get a lot of inquiries at this point from mostly husbands of wives who hire me to put their wardrobes together and to go shopping.
Wow. I like that better than the first one, actually.
Oh, really?
I can do without...
You're a male, but,
yeah.
But actually the wives love it. The wives love it.
I can do without the little donkeys.
Okay.
It keeps making me think of Hugo Chavez, who we played a video of last year, where he was giving a speech about Bush, who he called Mr. Danger, and he kept saying, "You are a donkey, Mr. Danger." So now I can't see a donkey without thinking about Hugo Chavez anymore.
Happiest of holidays.
Happy to you. Nancy in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Thank you for taking my call. This is not experiential in the sense that other people have mentioned, but I enjoy giving CDs, music, as gifts. I find that sometimes a couple or a family with children can enjoy CDs. And if I know what the family likes, I can pick a few CDs and have that as a gift. And they can all enjoy it together or with their own friends. And
which I think leads us, and thank you, Nancy, right to Benita in Madison. Benita, you're on WNYC.
Happy holidays.
And to you. What'd you find?
Well, for my husband, we are boomers. And boomers have record albums by the hundreds. And I found, in fact, two manufacturers do it.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
The turntable that cuts their burn CDs directly without going through your computer. You just put it on, and then you make a CD of, the Doors' first album or something
like
that.
Well, you know, I think there's even a more updated version of that now that burns... records. I don't know if you call it burn, but it starts with a turntable and it comes out as an MP3 file.
Oh my! Well, we're not MP3 people. We're too old for that.
Adam, this sounds like Thrillist material.
Yeah, and actually, I have the one that makes the MP3s for my turntables too.
You have turntables?
But
you use them to scratch, right?
Well, not exactly, but it's for house music.
Thanks a lot for your call, Nancy. And Linda in South, and Benita, you're on WNYC. Linda in South Orange, hi.
Hi, Brian. I love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing this today. It's a lot of fun.
And we're getting some great suggestions here. I think we're actually helping people who are panicking at the last minute.
Well, that's good. I still have some shopping to do, so I'm looking for ideas myself. But like you, I've got a couple of kids, and they're 10 and 12, and they're sort of beyond the Toys R Us phase of their life, unfortunately. But my 10-year-old had a good idea. I thought he wanted a chin-up bar. So I found one in Modell's for $13, which I thought was very reasonable, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him hanging from the doorway on Christmas morning. Easy to install.
Now, just be careful what that implies when you say you're...
By his hands.
By his hands, of course. That's a good idea, and you're right. It's a gift that keeps somebody active. It doesn't just put him in front of the screen. So thanks for that, Linda. Chassie, you want to throw in another thing from your set of do-it-yourself gifts on Domino?
Well, one great do-it-yourself gift that we put together is actually can be used as a Christmas ornament. It's a handmade paper snowflake, which is so easy to make. And it's also a great activity to make with the kids, you know, prior to giving. So it works as a hostess gift. It works as someone decorating their tree, even the mantle. And all you need is some construction paper and double stick tape. So A, it's affordable, but B, it's beautiful and also thoughtful.
Josh in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Josh.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. What'd you find?
First of all, I wanted to give a comment on those USB or the MP3 turntable things.
Uh-huh.
I've never used them myself, but I do have a few record albums. And what I've heard is a lot of those turntables are not very good. If you really want to get good quality, you're better off finding a good turntable and a good audio card for your computer that can rip directly.
Okay.
But At any rate, plenty of people have iPods, but plenty of people are still using their iPod headphones, which are not so great. I like to recommend Grado headphones, G-R-A-D-O.
What makes them special?
Well, they're awesome. They're some of the best headphones I've ever listened to, and they're not as expensive as a lot of the higher-end headphones out there.
Josh, thanks a lot. We're going to sneak in Ralph in Ulster County. Ralph, we've got 10 seconds. What's your gift?
We've had friends call us up and ask to sell them gift certificates for barrels of whiskey. We run a small distillery in the Hudson Valley.
A gift certificate for a barrel of whiskey. What's your distillery called?
Tuttletown Spirits.
All right. Happy holidays to you. Happy holidays to Chassis Post from Domino Magazine and Adam Rich of Thrillist.com. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And
thanks,
I'll mention
so
that a lot of people have called in interested in that device that lets old people read email without using the web. It's Presto.com. Happy holidays to you. Happy holidays, Mariah Carey.